Hello everyone, welcome back to the Getting Deeper with God podcast. My name is Phumzi Limkanyana and I will be your host for episode 6. So in today's episode, I would like to share a word that was shared by my amazing pastor, Pastor Bird. This word really challenged me. It really blessed me, it ministered to me so much that I wanted to share it with you guys here on my podcast. So yes, without wasting any time, let's get straight into the word of God. So I will be reading from Luke 2, Luke 2 verse 45 to 52. Yes, so it says that when they couldn't find him, so let me just give you guys a background of the scripture. So this is Jesus's parents, Mary and Joseph. They were looking for Jesus for 3 days throughout Jerusalem. They thought he was lost, but he was not really lost. He was in the temple with the religious teachers, gaining knowledge and understanding on the word of God. So I'm just going to read from verse 45. It says that when they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and at his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." Jesus replies, "But why did you need to search for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I must be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. And his mother stored all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people. Amen. So we see here, we see the heart of Jesus, that at the age of 12 years old, he was found in the temple of God, seeking understanding, seeking wisdom, seeking knowledge on the word of God. And I would like to ask you, where are you found? Where are you found? Because where you are found will determine whether you grow or not. Where you are found will determine whether you grow in wisdom, whether you grow in understanding, whether you increase in knowledge and in the revelation of the word of God or not. You know, so I want to ask you, where are you found? You know, at the age of 12, Jesus was intentional in growing. He was intentional in increasing in his thinking, in increasing in his knowledge, and increasing in his revelation of who God is. At the age of 12, he was found in the temple, and he was not just sitting and doing nothing in the temple, but he had a purpose when he was in the temple of God. He had a purpose when he was in the house of God. He was intentional even in the house of God that, you know, he sat down, he humbled himself, and he allowed himself to be taught. He allowed himself to be corrected. He allowed himself to be shown. Hallelujah. So I want to ask you, where are you found? You know, a lot of us, okay, fine, you are found in the temple, but what are you doing in the temple? You are too busy judging other people, or you are in the temple with the wrong motives. Then you ask yourself, you wonder why you are not growing, you wonder why you are not increasing, you wonder why you are not progressing, because God has, you know, favored you with being in his temple. He has blessed you by giving you an opportunity to be in his temple, but you find yourself in the temple of God, and in his temple you are not asking the right questions. Your motives are wrong, your intentions are wrong, and therefore you don't grow, you don't increase, you don't progress. Amen. Amen. So really, it is important that we are intentional in setting time apart to be in the temple of God, that you are intentional in setting time apart to be in the presence of God, that you are intentional in setting part a time to be in the house of God. Amen. You know, if you value your faith, when we read in the Bible, it says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So if you value your faith, you will set time apart, you know, just so your faith can grow. You will set time apart just so you can hear the word of God, so that your faith can be uplifted. You will set time apart just so you can spend time in the presence of God. You can spend time in his temple. You can spend time in his house, asking questions, you know, seeking understanding, seeking revelation, seeking knowledge, and seeking wisdom. So really, Sometimes, you know, we can't just be believers of Jesus Christ, but we need to be taught by him. In the presence of God, when you are doing devotion, you know, do you hunger to hear from the Holy Spirit? Do you hunger to hear from God? Do you hunger to hear, you know, to receive wisdom, to receive revelation, to receive understanding, to receive knowledge? Or you do devotion just so you can take that I've done devotion. You do devotion just so you can feel good about yourself. You pray just so, you know, you can feel good that you've prayed, but you have no intention of growing. You have no intention of asking the Holy Spirit questions. You have no intention of asking your leader questions. You neglect the gathering of the saints because you don't understand that it is in that gathering, it is in that fellowship, you know, where you submit to the people that God has placed above you, when you actually are intentional in attending the Sunday services so that you can learn, so that your pastors can pour into you, or you set time apart to do devotion so that you can allow the Holy Spirit to pour into you, so that you can allow God to pour into you, so that you can allow the Word of God to pour into you. Amen. Amen. So really, there is nothing that the world can teach you. A lot of us, we are neglecting the temple. We are neglecting the house of God. We are neglecting the presence of God. And we are going into the world. You know, we want the world to teach us things that only God can teach us. We want the world to fill voids that only God can fill. We are drinking from wells that are only going to satisfy us temporarily. When Jesus says that if we drink from him, he will give us living water. If we drink from him, we will never thirst again. If we drink from him, he will give us eternal life. But no, we are too busy in the world seeking for answers. We are too busy in the world searching for answers, searching for love, searching for knowledge. And the world cannot give you that because it is only found in the presence of God. You will not grow when you are feeding yourself with what the world has to offer, because it is temporary. It is temporary. It will never be able to satisfy you the way that the food that comes from the temple of God can satisfy you. It will never be able to fill the void the way that the food that comes from the temple of God can fill your void. Amen. So I am encouraging you to step back from the world, to step back from seeking answers from the world, from seeking guidance from the world, from seeking the light from the world, because you will not find it in the world. Whatever it is that you are searching for, you will not find it in the world. It is found in the temple of God. It is found in the presence of God. It is found in the house of God. This is a principle that Jesus understood at the age of 12 years old, that he had to be in his father's house, that in order for him to increase in wisdom, to increase in favor, to increase in stature, that he had to be found in the temple of God, that he had to be found in the house of God, that he had to be found in the presence of God. And for you as well, if you want to increase in the way that you think, if you want to increase in your stature, if you want to increase in your wisdom and your knowledge, if you want to grow, if you want to break those generational curses, if you want to break those bad habits, if you want to break those strongholds, you need to be in the presence of God. You need to be in the house of God. You need to be in his presence, because it is only his presence that can break you loose from that depression. It is only his presence that can break you loose from that addiction. It is only his presence that can break you loose from that negative mindset. It is only his presence that can break you loose from that spirit of jealousy. It is in the presence of God when you drink from Jesus, when he becomes your source above all sources, when he becomes your standard, when he becomes your ultimate provider. You know, he satisfies you. He gives you living water. He gives you eternal water. He gives you something that the world cannot give you. And what he gives you is eternal. It lasts. It is sufficient. It sustains. It does not come and go, but it remains forever. Amen. Amen. So it is so important. It is so important that you go into the temple of God, that you go into His presence, that you go into the house of the Lord with the intention of wanting to be transformed, with the intention of wanting to be changed, that you say, Lord, fill me up with your spirit, hallelujah. Lord, fill me up with your glory, hallelujah. Lord, fill me up with your power, hallelujah, because I am tired of me. I am tired of my own desires. I am tired of my own, I am tired of my own thinking. I am tired of my own way of doing things. I want your own way of doing things. I no longer want to be about my will, but I want to be about my Father's will. I no longer want to be about my own business, but I want to be about my Father's business. Is that what your heart, does your heart look like that? Does your heart look like that? Do you thirst after being transformed? Do you thirst after being transformed by God? Do you truly seek for the Holy Spirit to pour all of who He is into you? Oh, it's just another thing. You know, you're in the temple, of God, but you don't even know why you're there. You are not intentional. Or, you know, you've become indifferent. You know, you've become so self-righteous. You know that you no longer thirst to grow, that you no longer, you know it all. You know, the Christians that have been in ministry for so long that they know it all. I know how to pray. I know how to fast. I don't need this. I don't need that. Whereas the Bible says that the kingdom of God belongs to the people who will come like children. The kingdom of God belongs to people who will worship God in spirit and in truth, who are transparent with God, who are open with God, who will come like a child and say, Lord, I do not know anything. My wisdom is nothing. My knowledge is nothing. Fill me up with your wisdom. Fill me up with your knowledge. Fill me up with your power. Fill me up with all of who you are. You know, remove, you know, I am tired of me. Drain me off of me. You know, I come into your presence empty. I come into your presence not knowing anything. I come into your presence not understanding anything, for I seek after your own understanding. I seek after your wisdom. I seek after your knowledge. I seek after you, Lord. Fill me up with you. Fill me up with all that you are. Fill me up with your spirit, O Lord. Fill me up with your glory, O Lord. Help me to see the way you see. Help me to think the way you think. Help me to speak the way you speak. Whatever that breaks your heart, let it break my heart. Help me to be one with you. You, that if it is not seen with the Father, it will not be seen with me, because I am one with God. I am made in the image and the likeness of God. Therefore, I am a reflection of my Father. I am a reflection of His heart. I am a reflection of His desires. Whatever that He desires, I will desire. Whatever that breaks His heart will break His heart. Whatever that He says is evil, I will also say it is evil. Whatever that God hates, I will also hate. I will stand for what God stands. He is the ultimate standard in my life. Amen. And these are the things that are taught in the presence. You learn how to truly be an image of God. You learn how to be His likeness. You learn how to reflect Him in His presence, not in the world. You are too consumed with the world. Then you ask yourself why you keep feeling this distance between you and God. You can't be filled with the world and expect to be just like Jesus, because Jesus is not in the world. Jesus is found in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit is found in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, you know, I love how Jesus in Luke 2 verse 49, He says, "Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" You must be in your Father's house. You must be found in the presence of God. You must be found in His house. You must be found in His temple. You must be found where God is. And when you are there, you humble yourself and you allow yourself to be taught. Jesus was God, you know, but He still listened. Are you listening to the Holy Spirit? And are you listening to understand so that you can do? You know, you find that you have so many journals and you have revelation after revelation after revelation, but there is no transformation and there is no power in your life because you listen, but you don't do. And the Word of God, its power is evident in the application of the Word. The power of God is evident in the application of His word. It's not enough just to hear His word. It's not enough just to listen. You have to do it. We live in a generation where, you know, Christians nowadays, they really are not living in obedience. Everything is about, oh, I feel the presence of God. Oh, God is so good. But are you obeying? It's good that you are hearing God. It's amazing. That's where it starts. But let it not end where you are hearing God, but that you are such a constipated Christian that, you know, you are filled with all of these revelations, but you are not applying. You are not doing. And you know, that's why you have to listen. You know, Jesus says that even blessed are those who hear my words and do them. Amen. Amen. And so when we read in verse 52, it then says that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor. See, because Jesus was in the temple, because he allowed himself to be taught. You know, he was intentional in learning and understanding. He was asking questions. Because of that, he progressed. It is time for you to grow. It is time for you to put away those childish things, to put away your childish way of thinking, your childish way of reasoning, your childish way of thinking. It is time to progress in wisdom. It is time to grow. But it starts with being in the temple where the principles of God are taught. The world can't teach you the principles of God. In fact, in the world, the principles of God are so foolish to them, so they won't teach you what they deem as foolish. So it starts with being in the presence of God and humbling yourself, hallelujah, humbling yourself in the presence of God, hallelujah. And sitting at the feet of Jesus and saying, Lord, I want to be your scholar. I want you to teach me everything that you know. Holy Spirit, teach me everything that you know about the Father. Teach me all the truth pertaining the Father. Teach me the principles of God so that I may store them in my heart, so that I may apply them, and so that I can grow and progress in wisdom, in stature, and in favor. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I pray that this word will help you, it will help you in your thinking, that now that you are in the presence of God, that you are not just there just to decorate, you are not just there just to tick that you now went to church, I attended cell, I did devotion. It's not about that. It's about what you do in the presence. What is your heart? You know, what does your heart look like in the presence? You know, do you thirst for knowledge? Do you thirst for wisdom? Do you thirst for understanding? Do you thirst that really the Holy Spirit will pour into you? Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I really hope that it did bless you in as much as it blessed me. And I really hope that, you know, you will be people of God that are found in His temple. Firstly, found in His temple, you know, seeking understanding, asking questions, you know, thirsting for God, hungering for Him, you know. Just being intentional about being a disciple of Jesus Christ, being a follower, you know, doing, you know, as you see Him do, you know, doing as you know, using Him as an example, as He did, we do it as well, because Jesus did it, I will do it. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I really hope it did bless you. And I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, for sharing it, and for the amazing feedback. I really, really appreciate it. And I pray that you will continue to share it so that more people can hear the message of Jesus Christ. Thank you guys so much. God bless you. Bye.